For Ricky Lee Jones, making music has always been a spiritual, otherworldly experience.
You're talking from the ether. You're talking from the place where our dreams and our heart, our emotion, you know, circles eternally.
The Duchess of Coolsville gets her latest inspiration from Jesus.
4,000 years.
Ricky Lee Jones' new album, The Sermon on Exposition Boulevard, is based on her friend Lee Cantillon's book, The Words, a modern interpretation of Jesus' teachings. Cantillon asked Ricky Lee Jones to read from his book for a spoken word album, but Jones instead started improvising in song. The result was Nobody Knows My Name. The song was recorded right there on the spot and is now the first track on her new CD. Ricky Lee Jones is in the studio at NPR West and joins us. Welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Now, I read you attended Catholic Church growing up.
Every once in a while.
But you were never baptized.
No.
Had you contemplated the words of Jesus much?
No, I've hardly read what Christ had to say. I like to read the Old Testament a lot, but I never made it over to the words of Christ. I just was not that, it just didn't seem interesting to me. I think from my point of view, the Christ figure in America is so maligned, you know, he's kind of owned by the religious right. So that when you'd say Jesus, people brace. Oh no, I can't wait for this conversation to be over. And I thought, if I could be part of creating a conversation that began to heal that idea, because, you know, in this world we need all the hope and solace and direction that we can find directly from the source. So I found a lot of hope and joy in this and this wonderful music.
Well, will you play a selection from the album for us?
Yeah, sure. I will.
I wrote a letter to my father. Thought I'd tell him where I am. I knew that he's been hoping sing along with a song no one can hear. Yes, yes, my heart was broken. Yes, yes, but I made it through the night. Hey, little Janis Joplin, she's got a job down at the corner of a little bar. Well, I guess we're doing all right. So I got used to all that swimming. I say, hey, come on in, the water's fine. And I know you don't but I've seen you many times. Yeah, yeah, my heart was opened, and yeah, 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 no, no, I don't look back, never. Riding around here in heaven, in my Elvis Cadillac.
That was Elvis's Cadillac from Ricky Lee Jones' new album, The Sermon on Exposition Boulevard. You paint a picture of heaven where Janis Joplin is working at the corner bar and everyone is riding around in an Elvis Cadillac. What do you think you'll be doing in heaven?
Well, I don't know, and I don't know if there is a heaven, but in this story there's a heaven. I think what I was trying to do is I was thinking about this generation that my daughter is a part of, 18, 20-year-olds. I was thinking, when we were 20, what did we have that's different? There seems something empty and sorrowful about this time for these kids.
Why do you think that?
You know, I mean, I'm digging some of the kids that are doing the jam band hippie thing. But for the most part, I worried for my daughter, especially, and her generation. So this was a kind of postcard from me and my generation to hers. And Elvis's Cadillac is, I guess, people like that because it evokes in them this sense of, you know, every generation having a kind of Christ figure.
Who is Jesus to you? I mean, where do you see Jesus?
The Christ figure for me is the same as me, is the same as the person sitting next to me. You know, I just think there's a part of us that's eternal, that speaks through all of us. That's what I think.
You kind of get this sense of this back and forth between, well, are these Jesus's words or is this something from Ricky Lee Jones' life?
Yeah, that's right. Because that's what's happening. It's you know, like I said, it's made of my clay, but I have the words of Christ opened around me. Some of them are absolutely his words. Some of them are me speaking. I put myself back in the story, so sometimes I'm sitting on the table with the disciples looking through their eyes. Sometimes I'm looking through his. Sometimes I'm standing here looking back at them. I'm telling a story, you know. I'm telling a story.
Ricky Lee Jones, the last song we'd like for you to play for us is timely here on Easter weekend. Your song, Gethsemane, interprets the night before Jesus was crucified. Can you set it up for us?
I'd love to. Thank you. Shall I just let
up one morning and you're someone else. You're on your own. And there is no miracle to take you home. And you cry to the God who leaves you there. The branch and the bird and the empty air. To the God of why can't we turn back around? Because I've been true to you. Because I
Ricky Lee Jones and her guitarist Peter Atanasoff playing the song Gethsemane from her new album. This is a familiar story. This is the night before Jesus is crucified. He's gone to the garden with his disciples. They've all fallen asleep and left him there alone. You get a very lonely image from this song as Jesus cries out to God, knowing what's to come. What is it that resonates with you in this story?
I think there are moments in all of our lives where we feel acutely betrayed and lost, where we feel like we've done exactly what we thought was the right thing to do, suffered for it, or maybe gone purposefully to suffering in order to achieve something, and then find that the thing we thought would be waiting there isn't waiting there. In Christ's case, in realizing that his hopes are gone, that he can't stay and continue to teach, and he's going to die, and even this Christ figure goes, but couldn't we turn back around? Because I think maybe we could rethink this again. And his doubt and sorrow, I think there's none of us that hasn't felt that. I don't think it couldn't mean anything if it wasn't the human experience. That's what makes it divine. He's made of the human experience, and our human experience is divine.
Ricky Lee Jones' new album is The Sermon on Exposition Boulevard. She played for us from NPR West with her co-writer and guitarist, Peter Atanasoff. Thank you both for being with us today.
Thanks, Debbie.
Thank you.
It's nice to be here.
You can hear Ricky Lee Jones perform another song and see the premiere of the music video for the song Falling Up on our website, npr.org.